USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. California is bracing for yet another round of torrential rain that has already turned deadly, with 19 people dying since late December. Another atmospheric river is getting ready to roll through today. State emergency management leaders are taking rapid action
to pre-position our resources and focus on those areas that we know in the next 2 to 3 storm systems over the next 3 to 4 days will be critical.
Nancy Ward, director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, says the impacts have been significant, calling it one of the state's most deadly disasters, with 1 to 6 inches of rain forecast over the next week. The agency is monitoring mudslides, erosion, and landslides along the central coast. FEMA has approved an emergency declaration for 41 counties. Several deaths have been reported after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia.
The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma, Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praised the people of her state as they deal with such devastation.
Typical of the values that we Alabamians have, that we just flat help everybody when we can.
Officials fear the death toll may rise as search and rescue efforts continue across the region. I'm Dave Collins.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer are making a request to the White House for the records from President Biden's visitor logs at his Delaware home where classified documents were found. Comer telling the New York Post that Americans have a, quote, need to know who has visited the president's residence. The White House says those logs would mostly show the comings and goings of his grandchildren. Ukrainian officials are reporting a new round of missile attacks in Kyiv and Kharkiv. The strikes damaged several buildings and sparked fires early Saturday. Attacks follow Russian claims that its forces seized control of the eastern Ukrainian town of Soledar. The Ukrainian government is denying that claim from Moscow. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A sheriff's deputy in Riverside County, California, was shot and killed in the line of duty. Deputy Darnell Calhoun was gunned down while responding to a domestic violence call last night. Sheriff Chad Bianco shared the devastating news of losing a second deputy in less than a month.
He's a husband, a son. He would have been a dad.
Another deputy shot the suspect, who is said to be in critical condition. Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed on December 29th during a traffic stop. Bank of America says a mild recession is expected this year. That coming from the bank's CEO during a call with investors on Friday. It is a similar outlook to one presented in the J.P. Morgan Chase earnings report. Bank of America is preparing for a worst-case scenario that would see unemployment rise to 5.5%. The economy is certainly one reason to consider relocating. If you're thinking about moving to the South, you're not alone.
The post-pandemic trend of people moving to different states is continuing. Some move for cost of living reasons. Others for climate or lower taxes. Still others for the down-home, small-town feel.
Big enough to have the amenities that you need, but small enough to be able to get around and feel like it's a little bit more of a town.
Realtors say that baby boomers are driving the trend, and Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas seem to be the most popular destinations. I'm Corey Myers.
NFL wildcard weekend kicking off with the Seahawks at the Niners this afternoon and the Chargers at Jaguars this evening. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.